Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury, and welcome to this ASI cast, in which I interview our research director, Richard Marks, on his hopes and expectations ahead of this year's APAC television and video conference in Singapore on May the 11th and 12th. Right, welcome, Richard. And before we get into talking about this year's APAC television and video conference in Singapore, it might be an idea to give listeners an idea of what you're involved with other than your work with us at ASI.
Sure. It does seem a bit strange to be chatting to you actually on the podcast, given we probably chat most days on Skype in the build-up to a conference, but we don't record those unless we do it accidentally. Yeah. And we've worked on over 50 podcasts without, I don't think, appearing in our virtual studio at the same actual time. So this is a bit of a landmark podcast in that regard.
Indeed.
But, hopefully people would know. Funnily enough, I just realized this morning this is my 30th year, continuous year in media research itself. I've been research agency side for the first part of my career, which led up to me heading up the audience measurement division at Kantar, where I led the team that won and then set up the new Barb TV contract in 2010. And then I went solo about 5 years ago, and I definitely haven't regretted it, as I get to do a range of interesting things, which includes working with you as research director at ASI, where we're helping to get together the events. I get to chair sessions at the events and also doing these podcasts. But alongside that, I do strategic consultancy via my company, Research the Media, and also what I'd call data journalism, which is really speaking and writing about media and research issues, sometimes being disloyal and speaking at conferences not organised by ASI.
Shocking,
I know.
Well, given the extent of your involvement in research across pretty much all media, are there any sort of common challenges you see the industry facing now? And what would these be? And what, common to all media, I mean.
Well, I think that there's two that I'd specifically highlight, one of which has been touched on by both the session chairs we've spoken to so far, which is cross-platform. Yeah. But I do think that compared to a couple of years ago, where I was a bit worried that there was a lot of talk about cross-platform systems, but not much actual progress, there has been a lot of progress made. And a lot of services are being built or added to. But actually, ones that are finished are still pretty thin on the ground. The new Danish system that we discussed in ASI Cast 49 with Alex Nielsen really stands out in that regard. I think you were telling me that's actually one of our most listened to episodes, which as a result of it being, I don't think even they would say it's finished, but certainly the most advanced system that we've discussed. But a lot of systems aren't nearly there, and I think that throws up an additional challenge when you try and add all these platforms together and then you start to report the data, which is, what are the metrics? Because initially I think people were fairly clear, online video should be defined in exactly the same way as regular television, and it's not fair to compare 4 seconds of YouTube to 30 seconds of broadcast television. But I am wondering whether there's additional thought needed to be given to whether online is a different beast, in the sense that, yes, it's online video, but is it literally a case of measuring it exactly the same as broadcast television? I'll give you an example. I think I was moaning to you about it earlier in the week, but I was attempting to watch a episode of a new TV show, which I forgot to DVR, on one of the UK broadcaster catch-up sites. I won't name them, but in the last 20 minutes of that show, they had 9 minutes of unskippable 30-second adverts running after each other in three different ad breaks. Mm. That was after a first half in which there was about 20 minutes of uninterrupted stuff. Now, I was absolutely livid about this and almost wanting to throw my iPad across the room. But then afterwards, it occurred to me that's exactly the same structure that would have been in place on television. It wasn't different. It wasn't doing more than that broadcaster did on television, but it just felt wrong in the context of being online, in the context of watching TV in that way. And that's one of the issues, is around whether it is just as simple as saying, okay, we're measuring across all platforms and we can define everything in exactly the same way. So in the afternoon session, as we'll discuss, we're going to be focusing very much on metrics.
Yeah, well, that, of course, the fact that it's a completely different beast, as you describe it, suggests, of course, that maybe there needs to be more attention directed to the fact that there needs to be a completely different creative approach as well adopted towards it, which I think at the moment is certainly not the case.
I think that's something that has been certainly picked up at recent events I'm at. It's not just arguments about comparing 4 seconds to 30 seconds. It's also about how you actually construct those adverts. I know Facebook, who's spoken at our events in the past, have made this point that how you feature the branding, how you actually front load what you're saying into the front of the advert, that it used to be a bone of contention, I know, 20, 30 years ago, that American advertisers found British advertising absolutely hilarious, because American advertising would, and I'm simplifying, basically say, here's a product, here's what it does, buy it. Whereas English advertising at its prime in the 70s was all about giving people like Ridley Scott, £500,000 to make a mini movie that just happened to mention the brand at the end of the movie. And you can't, you can't do that online, because it's not working in the same way. So I'm not saying, that it's a different beast in the sense that it's not video. I think you have to acknowledge the platform that something's on. And I think that's a theme that I'm hoping will crop up at the conference.
Yeah. Well, turning now to the Singapore conference, and specifically to the problems associated with video, what are you particularly looking forward to in the sessions on the Friday, the second day?
Well, really, it splits into two separate but related sessions, and does kind of fit into those two topics I was talking about. The focus in the morning is very much on cross-platform measurement, and in the afternoon, more on metrics and how we actually define the contacts once we've measured them. So I think we kick off appropriately enough on Friday with an update on the new measurement system in Singapore, which, if you remember, at our first event, our first APAC event 2 years ago, that was literally just before GFK were announced as the winner.
That's right.
And strangely, I was actually interviewed for a news bulletin on Singapore TV asking my views on the contract without actually knowing who had won it.
It's very bizarre, that.
Which led to me attempting to sound even more non-committal than a politician normally would be on a TV news show, in terms of I was sure that whoever did win it would be doing a good job and it would be a great system. So 2 years on, we'll be hearing from GFK about how that system is bedding in, because it is now live, I gather, and listeners who listen to every podcast will know that we were discussing it with Julie in terms of how the model's settling down. So we've also got updates from Bark in India and from Thailand about their approaches to measuring digital video. And then later in the day, we've got a paper from Video Research in Japan, which I'm particularly interested to hear, because Japan tends not to get a lot of coverage at these sorts of events, but it is a vital market for measurement, and certainly a huge one in terms of advertising revenue. So that's going to be really interesting. And then we've also got CSM in China, which is Kantar's joint venture company, CSM, talking about real-time ratings from set-top boxes. And also Oztam will be sharing insights from a separate panel that they use to do separate projects, things you can't do on a normal TAM panel, because you don't want to alter people's behaviour or somehow influence the ratings. So that gives them the freedom to experiment a bit. So that's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, I'll then be handing over to Partho Dasgupta, who's CEO of Bark, and he's going to be hosting a session, as I mentioned, specifically on metrics. And there's that real debate that we talked about earlier about the implications of measuring across platforms. And really, I mean, a subtext to that session could be, how do we compare apples and oranges? Because regardless of whether you think it should be measured in the same way or defined slightly differently, advertisers do want to compare across both platforms, and they do want to work out reach across both platforms. So we've got a couple of papers from Australia in that session. We've got an early look at some work conducted on visibility of advertising. And we've also got Oztam, who are going to be comparing minimum viewing durations for broadcast and online. And then we've also got Bas de Vos, who's in a really interesting position because he's moved from running the Dutch JIC as a client to being a supplier with GfK. So he's going to give us a unique perspective on how he thinks planning and buying may work in the future and what data we'll need as a result. And critically, he'll be supplying it because arguably that's a vital paper from an existential point of view for us, ASI, because we need to understand what community we're serving and who is likely to be turning up at our events in the future.
And central to that will be the industry's ability to agree definitions to enable the establishment of reliable and comparable metrics.
Yeah, it's interesting that the very start of the year, there was a lot of focus around the paper that Mark Pritchard delivered and was covered in a recent ASI cast itself, the implications of that. But, I mean, he highlighted three or four key things that were really vexing P&G, and one of those clearly was the lack of comparability across platforms in terms of those metrics when it comes to video. It's interesting that no one largely seems to be complaining that radio is measured and reported in a very different way to video, and that print is reported and laid out in a very different way. The question is online video something that is straightforward and just broadcast by other means, or is it something that is still video but might need a more subtle difference? But either way, advertisers will want to be able to compare. It's the consistency within the platform that isn't there at the moment. The consistency between how a broadcaster player is reported, how YouTube is reported, how Facebook is reported, how general online video is reported, how autoplay videos are reported. So I think that last session is going to be fascinating. When people talk about metrics and definitions, you worry that people are going to run for the hills. But I think that session at conferences I've been at in the last couple of years has often been one of the most best attended.
Absolutely. We all have a keen interest in establishing some common understanding of the problems we collectively face as an industry. So thanks very much, Richard. And I'm very much looking forward to picking up on these issues with you and other colleagues at this year's conference. Cheers.